America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. As promised, the one, the only, yes, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of BreakingBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Good day to you, Ms. Megan. How are we doing?
Good to talk to you once again on this beautiful Friday.
Yeah, it is a beautiful Friday, except if you happen to be in Texas in the way of Hurricane Harvey that's coming in, and they're saying that could end up being a Category 3 with winds of 120-plus there. So Corpus Christi, that area is hunkered down. Universities are being cleared out. Emergency warnings have gone out. And I like how they're posing this. I mean, they're kind of saying it's an emergency, but yet they're not telling everybody, you know, evacuate yet. And, you know, this is shades and memories of Louisiana one more time. And they're saying, Harvey, you know, speaking of Louisiana, it could potentially go in, come out, and then, you know, go and head toward Louisiana. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
And the last hurricane warning we had of this magnitude, the hurricane never hit the coast.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're grateful for that because I happened to be in that area where they were saying it was going to hit that coast, and it was the way it, you know, traveled up the east side of Florida. You know, it stayed about 70 miles off the coast from us, so we only got about 70-mile-an-hour winds. It wasn't too bad, but it's more the foreboding sense. When those winds are coming through, you're just not sure what's going to happen. You know, when it comes in, I mean, it's pretty crazy. And the winds are bad enough, but it's the water. And in this particular hurricane, they're looking at a lot of water that it could, the way they go is sometimes they're there and they're just spilling all kinds of water. I mean, they're saying as much as 25 inches in several hours could drench that area. And of course, you know, you're talking that Gulf Coast, which is, you know, always been tenuous anyway. You know, they can handle, you know, hurricane twos almost, but, you know, you start getting threes, fours, it becomes problematic, and you got infrastructure damage and all other projections, you know, that could happen. So it's pretty crazy here. So yes, we're praying for that area of the Gulf. Already, you know, gas prices are being affected because, as you imagine, you know, we've got oil refineries and infrastructure there that's all, you know, under, you know, they're under warning. They've been evacuated, certainly. They're not going to sit out there and hold on to the, hold on to the oil structures out there like Lieutenant Dan, yelling at the winds, you know. So, anyway, that's what's going on. With all this bluster and everything like that, you almost think it's Nancy Pelosi personified with her delusion. I don't know if you heard what she had to say here yesterday about how the Democrats are winning. You know, they've been winning on every side. And winning, I mean, her own crazy perception about winning. Yeah, listen, Megan, let's play it one more time. Let's see what you think about this one.
The Republican Party is in such disarray right now, crisis after crisis. Nonetheless, the Democratic Party does not seem to have been able to capitalize on the problems facing your other party. Why?
What do you mean not capitalize? We've beaten them on the and appropriations. We've won every fight. The president's numbers are in the high 30s, which is for a new president remarkable that to be so low. So I think he is making his own case. The American people see for themselves that he does not share their values, and that he does not, some who may have voted for him are now rethinking, and others are just digging in their heels. But we are getting ready for an election, the election of 2018, which we expect to take back the Congress. In the meantime, though, we hope to get Republicans to join us in our better deal, better jobs, better pay, a better future.
Yeah, that's the Me Too mantra that she's spouting. I mean, that's pretty crazy. I mean, you know, she's saying they're winning. At what expense? I mean, the people in Main Street America are still having a hard time getting jobs, you know, getting out from under all these regulations and policies the Democrats have thrust upon them. But in her perspective, hey, it's all good for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, Nancy Pelosi obviously hasn't looked at the fundraising numbers, where we have basically outraised them in cash by about $6 million, and that's just one quarter. If you look back to the beginning of the year, that number doubles or even triples. And so Nancy Pelosi is not raising money. She is, I guess, seen as a leader of the Democrat Party, and if that is the case, she also admonished Americans regarding the First Amendment that you can't scream wolf in a theater. I always thought it was fire. But Nancy Pelosi.
Well, it's wolves. It's wolves.
Wolf.
It's wolves. You know. You know. That's what it's come. You know. It's come to. It's no longer fire. It's wolves. You know. They're running amok. It's madness.
Right. The wolves are you know, going crazy. But Nancy Pelosi is crazy, and this is the problem the Democrats have: is not only do they try to transfer their failures upon the Republican Party, but the Democrats truly are in disarray, and we know that not only because of their fundraising numbers, but because they've lost the last five elections, four special, one national. And when we look at the Democrat Party, the reason that they're not raising any money is because they do not have a strong leader, nor do they have a message that is saleable to the American people.
Saleable or discernible. People don't even understand. I mean, you talk about identity and lack thereof. That is the problem. And that is the clear difference between Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi. And I would say the rest of the establishment GOPers who are not getting behind this president is they do not understand, you know, the advantage of having a discernible message.
Right, exactly. And when we see Donald Trump take the stage in Phoenix just over this past week, we see that he can deliver a powerful message as he did on the campaign trail and also fill a stadium of 30,000 people. So that is the spirit of the American people, is when you can look at the rallies that Donald Trump is still drawing, and I hope that he does these rallies once a quarter.
Well, I think he needs to stay. He's better outside of the Beltway than inside the Beltway. It's just, it's mired. And, you know, and of course, you know, then we have the polling that comes up again that I question, because these are the same pollsters that said that, you know, Hillary Clinton was going to win by 90%, that it was going to be a runaway, an absolute slam dunk for her. And now they're talking about the president's, you know, approval ratings and, you know, that sort of thing. And my spin on this is that's fine. You know, they can say whatever they want, but ratings give you a snapshot of what is and what you need to work on. But when you look at how, to your point, how Donald Trump is filling these stadiums, it seems incongruous, and it's not matching up with these polling reports that are coming down.
Right, exactly, and I'm glad that you bring that up, because polling does not necessarily measure the spirit of the American people, which we saw in Arizona.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we're still waiting for that announcement where Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe, will be pardoned by one DJT. So we'll have to see how that comes about, as many of us are hopeful that that will be sooner and not later. Megan Barth is with us. More from Miss Megan after this. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.